Now,
the rest of the story. In 1660, a regiment of the Croatian army visited Paris. Now, their reputation had preceded them, long recognized as skilled and determined fighters. Only recently, they had repelled a ferocious attack on their homeland by the Turks. Now they were in Paris. They were strutting a bit, showing off, you might say. And Parisians predictably admired them. There was a rumor that the Turks had been heavily favored in this recent battle, that the Croats had fought and won against impossible odds. Then somebody whispered about the Croatian army's secret defense, something that each of the soldiers wore. Magic armor. Incredibly, at least according to the story circulating throughout an intrigued Paris, the Croatian military had discovered a miraculous means of warding off enemy blows. Magic armor. What that was is the rest of the story. Probably it wasn't too long after Cain clobbered Abel that mankind started thinking about how to protect himself in a fight. We know that 5,000 years ago, armed Egyptians were also armored. The protective material they wore was actually multi-layered fabric. Fabric and specially treated hides were used as armor in battles for many centuries thereafter by the Mycenaeans and the Greeks and the Assyrians and so on. The invention of chain mail by the Celts about 600 B.C. was the next major advancement in protective war wear. However, about 2,000 years would pass before warriors donned the gear we now recognize as shining armor. During the 16th century, armor became highly specialized. There was special armor for war, but there was also special armor just for jousting. There was other armor for ceremonial displays and parades. Then along came the Croats with their magic armor. Magic armor. Armor that could stop a sword as none ever before, or at least that was the Croatian claim. And Paris was absolutely delighted by it, especially by the appearance of this magic armor, so brightly colored. You understand then why it was only a little while before admiring Parisians copied the Croatian soldiers and began themselves making and wearing magic armor of their own, and thus was born a familiar tradition. For you see, the Croats believed that a potentially fatal blow to the throat could be deflected by an apparently fragile talisman, a simple, colorful neckerchief made of fine linen, little more than a knotted scarf. But the French, to them it suggested a brand new, exciting, sartorial style, and the French named the style in honor of the people who had inspired it. A crotte, they called it. But in French, it is pronounced cravat. The cravat. Yes, I do mean to say that what began as lucky linen worn by Croatian soldiers, the marvelous mystical armor a gentle breeze might have swept away, became a tradition we now take for granted as the necktie. Only now you know the rest of the story.